Esther McVeigh.
City Talk 105.9.
I'm joined now by David Cameron, leader of the Conservative Party. And good morning. How are you this fine morning?
Good morning. Not too bad, mate.
Right. Well, this might put a spring in your step and make you feel happier. On City Talk 105.9 FM last week, we asked the question, the big question of the day was, who would you vote for at the next election? Divided out between Brown, Cameron and Clegg. And the votes were 33% for Brown, 40% for Cameron, your good self, and 27% for Clegg. Now, this is a station that goes out right across the northwest.
Well, that's a pretty good result for the Conservatives in Merseyside, and so I'm delighted with that. But obviously, you know, votes in an opinion poll and votes in a general election, as I always say, are a different thing, and we've still got a lot of work to do. And I know my candidates and my teams in the Northwest are going to work very hard to try and turn those polling results into one seat for the general election.
But you must be delighted with all of the opinion polls coming back. I think YouGov was the last one last weekend, 20-point lead.
Oh, I'm certainly pleased, but as I say, what matters more is how people vote in an election. I think what's good is in the Northwest now we control 8 councils, Labour have got 6 and the Liberals 4, so we're a real power again in the Northwest, and that's vital because it's such a vital part of the country.
Polls are only one thing, as you allude to there, but you have been doing Cameron Direct, and you were in Wirral the other day. Over 400 people came out to see you. What is the reasoning behind Cameron Direct?
Well, it's a very old-fashioned bit of thinking, which I think politics is going wrong in Britain, in that, you know, politicians kind of sweep into Merseyside, go and visit something, give a couple of interviews, maybe to a radio programme or a TV programme, but they don't meet real people, they don't answer their questions. So I'm taking this town hall format, Cameron Direct, where I invite people to come and quiz me for an hour, and people can come whether they vote Labour, Liberal, Conservative, or never vote at all, and just come and ask questions. And I've done 10 or 12 of these meetings so far. I'm hoping to do over 100 around the country. I enjoy them. I think the audience, I hope, enjoys them because they're very direct. You know, there's no one moderating the questions. No one sees the questions before. People come along, ask what they like, and they can decide whether they like the answers or not. It's very much politics in the raw, in the live and direct, and that's the way I like it.
Have you had repetitive themes? Are you getting the same questions across all of the Cameron Directs you're doing?
Getting quite a lot of the same questions. I mean, obviously, the number one concern right now is the cost of living. People really feeling a pinch about petrol and diesel prices, about the cost of the family shop. Those questions come up a lot. But, you know, everywhere you go, you get different stuff and stuff that surprises you. And one of the reasons it's so good is it's not, of course, I love radio stations like yours, but it's not mediated. It's what people want to ask. And so it's a very good way of keeping me in touch, making sure I am actually getting the Conservative Party to respond to what people are asking questions about, whether in Wirral or elsewhere.
A lot of people would say that MPs, politicians, are not in touch.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, we spend a lot of time talking to each other, and it is good to get out and actually spend some time just listening. And that's why I've spent 3 days in Carlisle, Barrow, Lancaster, Wirral, Liverpool, Telford, Stafford in the last few days, meeting a lot of people. And it's refreshing because you sometimes get the different priorities to what we've been talking about down in the big bubble.
Also, I think a lot of people have been somewhat dismayed with the constant polling of people. So you constantly feel being mirrored back. And is that really what politicians want to do? Is that really the ideology of the party? Is that really what they want to do with the country? And you feel you're sort of fed a line and then fed it back to you.
I think there's some truth in that. I mean, I have a, you know, I don't talk about particular issues because that's what it says in the polls. I think the best thing you've got to do is you've got to say in the end, you've got to say what you believe, what you think, and let people respond to that. You've got to try and lead people rather than just respond to the things that are being thrown at you. And I think there's a danger we can overuse opinion polls and focus groups and all these other things. There's actually nothing better than, in the end, working out what is it you want to do as a government. I've said very clearly, we've got to tackle the problems of the cost of living, but long term, it's mending the broken society. It's actually strengthening families. I've talked a lot about that. Not everyone agrees with me. Well, you know, I don't really care. That's what I'm in politics to do. That's what I think matters. And in the end, you put yourself forward, and people have got to say, well, I'll back this, or actually, I'll go and back someone else. And Otherwise, you might as well just install some giant computer in Westminster and we can all plug in our opinions and it can spew them back out at us.
I think people were impressed with your candidness. I know you're on a train there. We can hear the announcement that's about to be made there. But when you were saying, this is what I believe, this is where we're going, and people afterwards, because there were a cross-section of the public, I said Labour supporters, Lib Dem supporters, and they were impressed with this very directness that you had.
Well, good. I like. I mean, it's an approach I like. I mean, the difficulty with it is you never know what subjects are going to come up, and so sometimes you have to put your hand up and say, well, actually, I'm not quite sure I know the answer to that question, and I'll have to get back to you. And I had to do that a couple of times, particularly in Barrow, actually. But you know, that's actually all to the good because you can't expect politicians to know the answer to every question. If they did, there'd probably be something wrong with them.
Now, I have to ask this question, and this is what has been in the papers up on Merseyside all week, and this is to do with the think tank Policy Exchange and the announcement it made about northern cities. What was that all about, David?
Well, I've got to say, I think the report was rubbish from start to finish. I now understand that the person who wrote it was actually is on a government advisory body and is a Liberal Democrat activist, so I feel even less responsible for it than maybe I did a few days ago. It's not a good report. The point is, the point it's making, I think, is completely wrong. It's claiming that cities that were built for one purpose, maybe as a trading port or a shipbuilding port, can never change and become about something else. I think that's nonsense. I think all across our country you can see cities that are responding to the new digital age, that are responding to the knowledge economy, that have changed massively. And I just think the idea that cities can't change, can't adapt, is wrong. And there's a great resurgence going on in our northern cities, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Newcastle, Gateshead, where we had our half-year conference. And I want us to go on leading that resurgence, and I believe that we can.
And also, are the Conservative Party, is it a party that would represent the north of England, the northwest of England?
I believe it is. If you look now in local government, as I said, you know, we're controlling 8 councils in the northwest. That's more than Labour, more than the Lib Dems. You know, the most northernmost city in England, Carlisle, has got a Conservative administration. You've got Conservatives in control in cities like Leeds and cities like Birmingham. We are both an urban party as well as a rural party, and we're a party of the north as well as the south. You know, I remember after those local elections going up to Bury and celebrating with the leader of the Conservative Council there, another northern Conservative Council doing good work on behalf of the local people. So I think, you know, obviously when we lost in 97, we shrank back to the south and we shrank back around sort of rural heartlands. That's not the case anymore. There's been a terrific resurgence of the Conservatives in the north and in our urban heartlands. It's got to go further. We've got to get it into Liverpool itself. You know, we're making good progress.
You said shrank back. Does that mean lost touch?
I hope not. I think that, look, when you lose in urban areas and northern areas, you've got to fight hard to get back in. You know, I may come from, I may represent a constituency in Oxfordshire, but since I've been leader of the party, I have made visit after visit to the northwest, to the Yorkshire region, to Scotland, to Wales, because I want the Conservative Party to build back. And yes, you've got to listen. Yes, you've got to fight back in there, but we're doing that. And now, you know, whether it's the northwest or whether it's Yorkshire, you know, we really are back in these regions. We're doing well in Wales. We've got much further to go in Scotland, but we are fighting our way back in. It took a lot of listening. It took a lot of work, but we're doing it. And people, you know, people want an alternative to Labour, particularly in those areas where they've often had, you know, a Labour local council and a Labour national government, and now they want some change.
Fighting back, then. That's what the Conservative Party is doing. That's what they're doing in the North West. Have you had any message to deliver? I mean, is the North West or the North any different to anywhere else?
Well, there are differences. You know, the great thing about our country is that there are variations, and some places, some people care more about particular issues than others. I think obviously the importance of manufacturing in the north of England, the importance of energy industries, is very significant in the northwest. You know, but there are common themes across the board. Everywhere I go in Britain, you get the same story about the cost of living, the same story about worries about the broken society and rising crime. And I think what matters is having really good representation in Parliament from every part of the country. And, you know, at the next election, I want us to have a good representation from the Northwest, not just because that's essential to winning the election, but I think a government with members of parliament representing seats in the northwest will actually be a better government, and it's all to the good.
David Cameron, I want to thank you very much for giving us this time. I know you're on a train. I thought we were going to lose signal. We've stayed here throughout. Thank you very much indeed.
Esther McVeigh. Esther McVeigh. City Talk 105.9.